This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about a bill that would remove gray wolves from the endangered species list and move their management to state regulators. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says delisting is something State Fish and Wildlife has requested and has bipartisan support.
As we have seen in Washington, there has been a good cooperative effort to do just that, and this will untie the hands of our state regulators so they can do the work that they're qualified to do.
So if this gets the necessary support and manages to pass, how soon could it happen?
You know, we are just days away from the end of the fiscal year, and there's not that many legislative days left before the end of the calendar year and the 115th Congress. And so this could happen quite soon, actually. If we can get this through the House and over to the Senate in a timely manner, we could have this done this year.
Newhouse says it's not a done deal, but many groups have come together on this.
The pushback comes from some of those, I guess you could say, in the environmental community, where they don't see the reason to delist the wolf. They want to keep it under a protected status. And so this won't be a unanimous vote. I'm sure there'll have to be a lot of work done in order to be successful here. But I think starting out with broad support is going to be helpful.
Newhouse says states could manage the wolves according to the needs of the species as well as those of the farmers and ranchers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.